Good evening.
Hello, good evening, Malka.
Good evening, Malka.
Good evening, Kyle.
Good evening.
Good evening, Anoka and Hannah. So we are starting with Section 15 tonight. So it's the Ulam commentary on the section 15 for the Parsha of Lech Lecha. And I'm waiting for it to open up. I believe it's starting at verse 130. And I'll start with the L'shem Yechid. L'shem Yechid Kutshab Rechu Ishkin Tevit Hiluur Himud Hiluud Hiluur Himud. Leakta, Lashem, Yudhe Bavate, the Yehuda, Shalim, the Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadunai Elohim, Walena Maaseya, Dena Kodanele, Maaseya, Dena Kodanele, Uvegin, Kach, Bekol, Elia, Elia, Nishma, Atchom, The tzadika yayo sal kan, the karit pelag leel ya, kudsha barichu, ate leginta, de eden le ishtash, ah, the home vibat, the beman, Amar Rabbi Yosei Bekal Ho Bein Inun Din Dorehon Behahu Alma Bein Inun Diyat Be Din Dorehon Behai Alma Bekal Ho Mishta Asha Beho Kudsha Berichu The foul boot Leilia. The translation. Because of this, because the souls are the fruit of the handiwork of the Holy One, blessed be He, on each and every night the souls of the righteous rise up to the Garden of Eden. And at midnight, the Holy One, blessed be He, comes to the Garden of Eden to delight Himself with them. With whom does He delight Himself? Is it with the souls of the living or the deceased? Rabbi Yossi answers, with them all, with those who dwell in that world of truth, and with those who dwell in this world, together with them all, the Holy One, blessed be He, finds delight at midnight in the Garden of Eden. My commentary. This is a great question, and an important answer is in this pasuk. Imagine you create a human being. You have the knowledge of what a person will grow into. What would delight you? Would it be that you are correct in what you expect? Or would it be that you what you perceive about your creations was incorrect, or something else? Questions, comments, thoughts.
I've often wondered if whatever I was studying, say at midnight, if I was part of that group or they were studying what I was studying. That thought has come to me before.
I'm sorry, you know, like, Tommy, you broke up. What's come to you before?
Let me just give you an example. Let's say you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you decide you pick up the Zohar. Well, first go in and wash your hands. Come back and you're studying, you know, a verse or two before you go back to sleep, or however long you stay up, whatever you do. I've often wondered, I mean, I knew about King David and getting up at midnight and the harp waking him up and Tikkun HaZot for years, you know, with the Breslov book. But I often wondered if what I was studying was what they were studying. Or were they, you know.
Now I understand the comment and the question you're asking. And yes, it's a good question. And now you have the answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hashem studies with anybody who's studying after midnight, anybody who goes against their body consciousness and gets up to study, especially Zohar.
Is that why?
Another commentary. Go ahead.
Is that why the statement you just said about getting up at midnight to go against the body's conscious of staying asleep? Is that why midnight is chosen?
Yes. Well, it's chosen for many reasons. One of them is that it goes against the body consciousness to want to be sleeping at that time. But the reason it's chosen to start at midnight is that's the transition, the beginning of the transition from judgment, Yidura, to Chesed, to the energy of loving kindness. Now, it takes generally 5 to 6 hours for the sun to be revealed, which is the rising of the sun. But the chatzot, the middle of the night, is considered when the energy of judgment has been begins to be minimized and the energy of loving kindness comes into play.
Okay.
Should I go on to verse 131?
Well, should there be some more questions asked about the two last statement about?
Of course. I don't mean to rush ahead. Ask your questions.
As in being, knowing what his creation would become, the failures and the, you know, the losing the light, gaining the light, the failure of his creative being, the Adam, and falling into the Klipot. I mean, I feel like there's many more questions to be asked with those two statements. And I'm trying to process the statements to generate the question.
All right.
And
we'll wait.
Well,
not a problem.
Well, I think that the statement of knowing what the creation will be, that is the question is, would that be at the end times? Would that be at the resurrection, knowing that the whole his whole creation will come back to its original creative substance, creative light, you know, the great light. And
let's
feel like that's...
Let's take it Let's take each question one at a time. So you've asked, is God has created people. So the statement I asked is, doesn't he already know what's going to, the person's going to study that night? Doesn't he already know what the person's going to grow into that night, as well as the end? He sees the end, he knows everything. So my question is, how is that a delight? What does it mean for God to have delight?
Well, in that delight, there's the word light.
Yes.
I think because when he created creation, the whole world and human beings, he put in that process of teshuvah. So he knew he was going to be a winner.
Right. That's
But again, we're not answering the question, why does God have delight from studying with us? We have delight because when we study, we reveal light, and light is what it means, fulfillment. But how does that fulfill God?
Well, the light is concealed until we reveal it. So I find that probably part of his delight, that we're actually bringing his energy or his sense of being, that he is the one, the only, the God. And when we study, we're verifying that to be.
Weren't you excited when your children took their first step or even their first crawl? I mean, you expected it. You know, the action and the behavior. But it still made you happy and delightful when you saw it happen. I still like to use physical examples. I mean, you know, to feel like, well, Hashem with me, so he's not a physical being. He's the creator. And anything created with your creation, you know.
To answer your question is yes. I was very excited and happy and delighted when my children took their first step. And when I saw my grandchildren take their first step or heard about it, I was also delighted. And the reason that I asked the question for this verse is to have you contemplate and think about, what does God get when we do a mitzvah?
We get
the definition of the light. What is God receiving from us? There needs to be a circuit of energy. The sharer shares with the receiver. But the receiver, if it receives, it's only receiving bread of shame unless there is also a sharing in return.
Mm-hmm.
That, what is the sharing in return from someone studying or doing any mitzvah? And what is the sharing is Hashem receives from the vessel by virtue of the vessel is using the tools that Hashem created for him or her. This is the concept of lo lishmo, for its own sake. If we get up to study at midnight and we reveal the light through that study, but we are doing it with a consciousness, 5% consciousness, that we're going to feel good, there's a 5% element of bread of shame. But if we have the total consciousness, or the other 95% consciousness, is that we are giving pleasure, sharing pleasure with to Hashem. That creates the cycle. It creates the circuit of energy. The sharing comes to the vessel, and the vessel shares in return to the light. The reason I ask the question is to promote the thoughts and the understanding and the opportunity to express this concept of lo lishma. Again, as Hannah said, it's good to use these physical examples, because the physical examples represents the language of branches. You all receive pleasure when you purchase or bake challah for Shabbat. But do you concentrate, are you aware that while you're baking the challah, you're actually sharing with Hashem that he provided these tools, and that the only reason you're baking the challah is that he asked you to, through his declaration of the mitzvah of challah. This verse helps us relate to this concept of lo lishmo. And it's very important, because the more you understand of lo lishmo, the more you actually grow spiritually, and your actions in the physical world are done solely for the purpose of giving pleasure to Hashem. In the Talmud, it describes Rabbi Akiva sitting at the table, eating his meal. And what was he thinking about? I don't want this food, but I know my body needs this food to function. So, body, I'm going to think about Torah while you receive the energy of this food. So go ahead and take a few minutes to eat while I share the pleasure that I would receive from the taste of the food with Hashem. Is there anything I've said that's clear?
Yes, I think whatever we do, I mean, I remember thinking and using your example of challah way back. If I was making that challah because I wanted to hear praise, oh, it's a beautiful challah, you know, I'd hear, you make the best challah, and I'd think, no, I'm just the only one who's baking challah. But it was always, if I was making the holler to hear praises, there was a twist, you know, it just wasn't, you just can't be that way. It has to be because you're wanting to bring pleasure to Hashem for doing the mitzvot. And yes, the blessing, the side blessing was that he puts a blessing on your house. But every once in a while, I had to watch really with almost every intention, but it gets a little bit easier as you go along. Why am I doing this? You know, what's my motivation for this particular act, even an act of kindness for someone? You know, it may look like kindness on the outside, but if you're doing it and you really don't want to do it, or you know what I'm saying, it's the idea. You have to stop and ask yourself your motivation each time you do something. And if it's not the Creator, then you've got to take a step back and look at it again and put yourself back in the right thinking mode.
It can be that you're baking the challah for the people who are going to eat it, that they receive pleasure from it. But it really is that you're baking the challah for those people to receive pleasure. The spark of light, the spark of Hashem within those people is why you want to bake the challah, so that the pleasure that the person receives flows through to Hashem, that he receives the pleasure. We call this class Deeper from Zohar. You begin to get a sense of why that is.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it really, it boils over to other situations too, because I know I love studying, but then I have to get, you know, I have to ask myself, okay, you know, I'm searching something out because I want to find the answer, or I want to know what Judaism says about it, or what do the sages say about it. And then I have to back off again and say, no. I call it chasing rabbits. I don't know if that makes sense. Maybe it would make sense to Brandy.
No, it makes perfect
sense. I have to step back and, you know, and say, okay, Hashem evidently wants me to know the answer to this, or to, you know, maybe teach it one day or something. You know, I have to backtrack and get back to, okay, it's he and I now on the journey. And I don't know, I see this little smile in my head. But I'll reach that point, you know, that I'm not just doing it because I've got this great curiosity about this particular subject, you know. And sometimes I find when I just give up, I find out that I had the materials in my library, either the books or something that I was so seemingly not being able to find the answer that I wanted to answer, or whatever. And then realized that I actually had the materials once I started looking and got my attitude right, that it was the two of us on the search, not just me and my curiosity. I'll go ahead and call it curiosity for a better word. But I learned that from you, so.
Malka, did you have any questions? You had other questions, but we're out of time, so. Can you write them down and we'll take them up on Wednesday? Or we can go back over this verse, because all of those questions you wanted to ask, you know, I want to answer all of them. So you'll let me know tomorrow night if you want to.
I hope I didn't stop you from that.
No.
I'm the one that stopped Martha from asking more questions because she was asking two or three, and I needed to answer one at a time. I still do.
Okay.
I would like to go back over it.
So you all have a beautiful evening tonight. I'm feeling strong enough to do the RE class tonight, as I said to all of you. So
okay. You
all have a good evening, and hopefully you'll be there on the 9 o'clock class or the 7 o'clock class, West Coast time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, Brandy.
Shalom.
Take care, Brandy.
Take care.